Poll workers have been at precincts since the wee hours of the morning as voters across the country line up to cast their ballots. And the poll workers are bracing for what's expected to be a record turnout throughout the day. We've been talking to some of them and other officials, and we begin with what it was like at dawn in a swing state.
My name is Pamela Casey. I work at Highland Park Number 2 Precinct in Roanoke, Virginia. And right now we've got lines going out the door and been there since 6 o'clock this morning. We are slammed. And this is exactly what I expected. I'm the chief, so I'm having to run back and forth from machines to the tables. The last presidential election was busy, but we have definitely got more voters, and they are definitely coming out in force.
We turn now to Constance Mitz. She's in Claremont County, Ohio, just east of Cincinnati. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So what is making it so busy for you there this morning?
We have lots of voters, and we have a number of provisional voters, so that's taking us a little bit of extra time. But I tell you, everyone who has been in line this morning has been so patient and very busy, but very pleasant.
Provisional voters, do they take a little extra time?
They do, because they have to fill out a little bit of additional paperwork, because they have to show verification at the Board of Elections office, either that they've moved into the precinct or they've had a change of address.
But they get to vote.
They do get, oh, yes, ma'am, they do get to vote, and their vote will count. Yes, ma'am.
Now, how long are your lines there? How long are people having to wait?
Maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes at the most wait.
Well, that sounds great. And I guess this is just going to go on all through the day.
I certainly hope so. It's exciting. We have a number of first-time voters, young kids who this is their first time voting in a presidential election, and they are just bubbling with excitement. It just makes it very cool.
Well, you sound pretty excited yourself, and thank you for taking time out to talk with us.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Anytime, Renee. Thank you.
My name is Alan Glover, and I am at the Community Center in Carson City, Nevada. And we opened the polls at 7, and we had a huge influx of people. They were outside the building and kind of wrapped around. So it's been an excellent turnout so far this morning. It's about 30 degrees, cloudy. It looks like it may snow later today, but I see blue sky. It's like a good football day.
My name is Julie Rodewald, and I'm at the Election Central. I'm actually the county clerk for California's San Luis Obispo County. When we got to our building this morning, there was a fire alarm, so we couldn't get into the building as early as we had intended to get into the building. But so far, things seem to be going well. It was interesting driving into work this morning, and I always tell our staff, you know, just think about, you know, people all over the country are getting out to their polls this morning and then realizing that there's many people who have already been to their polls. But certainly California is going to do their best to make sure that everything goes well on this election day.
Some of the poll workers at precincts across the country. NPR will have special coverage of election results starting tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on many of our member stations.